Hello and welcome to the latest Control Risk podcast. I'm David Lee, Senior Europe Analyst, and I have with me today Ali Sirkmen, our Turkey Specialist, to discuss the failed coup in Turkey that grabbed the world's attention on Friday night. Ali, we saw on Friday a show of force by the section of the armed forces involved in the coup, but they were overpowered and basically put down within 12 hours. What do you think that says about the situation in Turkey?
The failed coup attempt showed that the era of coups in Turkey is actually not over as we thought that it was. It showed that there was still an interventionist streak within the military that was still alive and that was basically being underestimated, whose willingness to stage a coup was basically underestimated by the government and the analysts. But it also has shown us that the public now unanimously rejects the idea of military intervention in the politics, as shown by the support all across the board from the political spectrum against the coup. And the first time in the decade, since probably the World Cup in 2002, the Turks are united in a single cause. And at the same time, we have also seen that the military itself is also overwhelmingly against intervening to politics. And this is one of the key reasons why the coup attempt failed, as it has not been able to recruit the majority of the armed forces.
Okay, so Erdogan is very firmly back in charge again. And since Sunday, there's been a lot of use of the term back to normal. Planes are flying, government working, trains running, shops open, that kind of thing. But what is the security situation like at the moment, and can we really call it normal?
The security situation is still in the process of normalizing. It's not, of course, as it was before the coup attempt. For example, there have been shootings in Ankara, and there have been operations to apprehend suspects nationwide. And this is going to, of course, have an incidental impact on the business and on travel in the cities. And there's also and social unrest going on, especially ethnic tensions have increased since the failed coup attempt. And we've seen minor clashes and minor incidents between Shia and Sunni ethnic groups across the country. But I think this is unlikely to escalate in the coming days.
Erdogan has emerged from this coup in a stronger position for certain, but do you think there are any dark clouds on the horizon for him, or has he now consolidated power and everything's rosy for him?
There have been a series of major purges, so we are seeing that there's a major overhaul of bureaucracy and the military throughout Turkey at the moment, and of course this would suggest that things would be in the end turning in towards the favor of Erdogan. But at the same time, there are two forces that are threatening to undermine his power and his control over how things will develop. One of them is social tensions. There is a risk that ethnic tensions would escalate in the medium term, as we have seen in the past few days. And this would be very difficult to contain, of course, if there was mass ethnic unrest throughout Turkey. And the second is, of course, the section of the military that was attempting to do the coup is only one faction, and there may as well be other factions that have not joined the coup attempt. So the threat still exists at the moment that, you know, there are groups within the military that have the inclinations to have coups. But of course, the operations and the restructuring of the military that we are seeing now and we will see in the coming weeks and months will be an opportunity for the government to address those factions and to minimize their influence.
So what's the key line of advice for business operating in Turkey right now? Is it business as usual, or are the effects going to linger for some time?
The effects of the coup attempt are likely to linger on for a few more days, and then gradually the security and business environment is likely to return to normal. But what this incident has highlighted again is the importance of monitoring the developments for businesses, monitoring political and security developments. And politics and security have become so much intertwined in Turkey, as we've seen during the coup attempt, that you have to monitor both and have the capability to analyze their impact on your operations. There's currently no need to take drastic measures such as, you know, evacuation or suspending operations, but it would be useful to have crisis plans in place. And the most important implications of this failed coup attempt will be felt in the medium term, The companies operating in Turkey will have to watch out for the political developments, as the country's political environment will get on a high-speed journey in the coming months, and we're going to see lots of important developments.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot more water to go under the Bosphorus Bridge on this one. Ali, thank you. I'm sure we'll speak again. This is David Lee saying thank you for listening today, and be sure to look out for future Control Risks podcasts.